You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, dude?
Sup.
Hey, sup, yo.
Wasabi. That's what's up. Wasabi is the bomb. Just saying. All right, so we got a fun show for you today. I said yesterday was going to be pretty funny, but I think actually today is going to be even more funny. All right, so I got a couple things for you. First things first, I'm going to tell you about how my day went. Well, I scored 3 jobs in 1 day. Yes, that's possible. And then on top of that, I had 2 more interviews. So I basically scored 5 jobs in 1 day. Cool, right? Unemployment is way down. I get that. But we also have that versus the cost of inflation. So whenever you put the two together, it's no wonder why you're like, you know what? I'm not feeling these economic numbers. You can't have one without the other, right? You can't have great jobs coming through, all these great jobs coming through, but the rise of the price is going up. And that's for those who don't understand what inflation means. There's demand, inflation, and so like the demand is what rises the inflation so you don't sell out too quick, right? You understand? So we have an issue right now to where everything just costs too much. Everything just costs way too much. The prices of what we're getting, like our pay is not matching the prices of what everything costs right now. So that's kind of a boon. It's something that we should probably look at, and it probably all starts with the president announcing something about that. So let's see if Trump actually says something, because I said something about it. You ever notice how that happens? I say something about it and then Trump does something about it. So that's cool. I appreciate that. But what is he really doing? I mean, I don't know. Well, he did go to Louisiana just recently and he talked about, energy jobs. Jobs creating energy, which is what you power your house with, right? Well, that's all fine and dandy, but what's that got to do with free energy? Nothing at all. All he's doing is getting you a job and making you have to pay more and more and more. So you gotta work more to pay more to pay more to work more to work more to pay more. And that doesn't, you can't do that, man. Eventually, we have to free the energy. There are many sources of freeing the energy. Now, I'm not saying to break down and cancel everybody's jobs. No! Take those companies and turn them into energy companies, alternative energy sources. Do you know how easy it is to put magnets and wires and things together to make energy? We need to make this work, folks. That's how we need to make our energy. And I'm not just saying, oh God, we need all free energy. No, but dude, it will bring the prices of energy down. It really will. And then you can go and get a job doing whatever you want. You wouldn't have to work as hard. See, that's what I'm trying to do, is make it to where we don't have to work as hard. Now, I'm not saying to not have a purpose, to not have to go out and meet people and do things. No, we still should have to interact with each other. We should still be meeting each other. Come on now. That's just ridiculous. So I want to play a clip for you real quick that talks about fake news. And the owner of this clip is MGM. All right. Now, Las Vegas spoofing MGM fake news clip. Okay, now this is from a show called Tombstone Territory. This has to be my most favorite show of all time. So, Tombstone Territory is pretty much a mix between Virgil Earp, or I guess you could say Wyatt Earp, and Johnny Behan, B-E-H-A-N. So, it's about Cochise County, and it's what led up to the OK Corral, basically. It's all the actions that led up to the OK Corral, and it's about everything that had happened in the Tombstone Epitaph. And they had worked with the Tombstone Epitaph editors in order to come up with this show, and it turned out amazing, at least my opinion. It's got to be one of my most favorite shows ever. I just started on it recently, and I have just become obsessed with it. But MGM owns it. I just want you guys to remember that. MGM owns this show. So without further ado, I'm gonna play you the quote unquote fake news clip from Tombstone Territory.
Back in power, back in power. test?
No. Are you setting up?
Special edition. Giving the facts and figures on Monocule.
Forget about it. I got something better for you, special edition. Run a big headline and a story announcing the arrival of General Crook in Tombstone. And say that he'll be leaving tomorrow aboard the stagecoach to meet with Geronimo and to sign the peace treaty.
Wait a minute.
And you add that you'll be aboard the stagecoach with the general as a special correspondent covering this historic occasion. Get it out as quick as you can.
Clay, I didn't see General Crook arrive.
Well, neither did I, but don't let that stop you from printing the story.
Just like that. Devote an entire edition of the epitaph to a fake story.
That's not a fake story.
Call it bait for Manitou, and we'll be ready if he takes it. I'll explain it to you later. Right now, I gotta see a blacksmith about an iron stagecoach.
Okay, so there you have it, folks. That is Tombstone territory, and that's a guy called Pat Conway that came in and asked, and he's a sheriff, and he comes in and he asked the editor of the Tombstone Epitaph, which is the newspaper, the local newspaper, he says, hey, I want you to roll a fake news clip, basically. And he's like, fake news, what? So yeah. So now we're gonna jump into what Trump did. He went to my home state of Louisiana, where I was born, where I'm very proud to say I'm from, because of the culture, because of the people. Now, some of y'all is crazy. Some of y'all don't know how to spell. But hey, y'all's my people. That's where I come from. Aight. So anyways, we're gonna roll this clip about what Trump did with fake news there. You'll see. You'll see. Just hold on a second and you'll see. Okay, so before I start this clip, I want you guys to know that he's in Hackberry, Louisiana while he's saying this. And this is straight from Twitter. You can go to Twitter and watch the whole live stream all you want. But right now, we're gonna start with this.
And foreign energy, we are now relying on American energy and American workers like never before. And you know, we work with other countries and we work with their energy and we take their energy, we buy it, we produce it, but we don't need to if we don't have to, if we don't want to. It just works out pretty well that way, but anytime we want, we can stop. The energy we produce here in our country is better, cheaper, and cleaner than our foreign competitors, and it's not even close. You people know that better than anybody. It's your business. We're thrilled to be joined by many of the great leaders from Louisiana, a state I love very much, and based on the votes, I should love it very much. I should. And I do love it. I love the people. I love the people of Louisiana. Very special people. Thank you, darling. Thank you very much. Thank you. I even like that guy that just said it. I want to just introduce some of my friends, some of my warriors. They're warriors. And they really helped me a lot. You know, we've done a lot. Nobody has done more in the first 2 years of an administration, no matter where. The fake news back there. Look at all of them back there. Hey, yeah, yeah. Fake news. They're going to be very famous. They're going to be very famous tonight. Some will go and sign movie contracts tonight. Look at these guys.
First things first. How are you going to turn around and elicit an applause for fake news? They're working against you, right? But hey, fake news, everybody. Fake news. All right. Everybody give it up for fake news.
They're going to be very famous. They're going to be very famous tonight. Some will go and sign movie contracts tonight. Look at these guys.
And the part where he's like, you know, we don't have to keep using energy. We can stop anytime we want. What? Fucking paying for energy now is a drug? Hey, you know that $300 electricity bill you got? You know you ain't gotta pay it? What? Everywhere you got these, you know, magnet things going on, however that works. But hey, everybody give it up for fake news.
They're gonna be very famous. They're gonna be very famous tonight. Some will go and sign movie contracts tonight. Look at these guys.
All right, all right, all right. I know. I'm probably oversensationalizing this a little bit. But I mean, you gotta look at the irony, man. Like, I might be wrong about this, but I mean, it's irony.
First he calls people from Louisiana special. Then he says, hey, give it up for fake news, basically. Like I said, hey, I could be looking at this all wrong. It's just, it looks, it's something to laugh at right now, all right? I'm just trying to crack wise jokes. I'm a wise guy and I'm cracking wise jokes. I'm sorry. Okay, we'll stop. We'll stop. I'm not hating on Trump and I'm not bashing Trump in any way. I just thought it was so funny that everybody started clapping for fake news. Why? I'm just not seeing the reason why we should be happy about, hey, fake news is here. We should be like, okay. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe we crack a smile. I'm surprised nobody behind him gave the finger to the people holding the fake news cameras and stuff. I don't get it. Why were they even invited? I am so confused. I'm so confused. Oh, well, whatever. All right, but okay. So I just wanted to kind of give you a perspective about fake news. Like, we've got fake news out there. Like, it exists, right? But does it exist to entrap people, to lead them to... Like, what is the deal with this fake news crap? Can somebody please explain to me fake news? Why is this all the... Like, why... If we're gonna address fake news and we're gonna call it out in public and say they're all here, why aren't we talking about what we should do about them? Why isn't he asking the crowd, like, what do you think we should do about them? Get them out of here. Like, I don't know. I don't, like, am I wrong? I'm not trying to drive a wedge in between anybody. I'm definitely not. I'm just questioning to you guys, what do you think we should do with fake news? So, okay, let's go on to some real news. Because I'm done with the whole Trump is a fake news cheerleader bit. It was just a joke. I just thought it was funny, and I thought I'd make a wisecrack. You know me. You guys know me. You guys know me and my sense of humor. Some of you don't have a sense of humor, but that's perfectly fine. So, yeah, Pelicans got the first pick. New Orleans, what's up? Where you at? Woohoo! All right, we got the first pick for the NBA. That's what's up. Pelicans in it to win it with the first draft pick. That's a major win, guys. That is a major win. I just wanted to celebrate that and just honor where I'm from. Now, I wasn't born in Nollins. I was born in Jennings, Louisiana, you guys. That's a very small town with a whole lot of corruption. Now, another thing that Trump talks about is, let me go ahead and read this tweet real quick, because I don't want to offend anybody, and I definitely don't want to say he said something he didn't say. Because that's just not my style. I don't like to do that. And I try my best to verify things. But sometimes I just, when somebody tells me something, I'm just like, oh my God. And it's funny to me. So I want to tell somebody else, like, you're not going to believe this. Because sometimes it's unbelievable because it didn't really happen. But I'm just kind of like, what do you think about that? It's not that I'm, hey, here's the news. No, I'm just like, so-and-so said, told me this. What do you think about that? It's kind of like, if you guys know me, you know I'm like that. You know this is how I am. He says, we stand firmly, strongly, and proudly with the incredible men and women of law enforcement. You do not hear it nearly enough, but Americans across the country love you, support you, and respect you more than you could possibly know. Peace Officers Memorial Day. But let me ask you a question. Do they respect us enough to, one, tell us the truth, two, not falsely persecute us, or prosecute us, or indict us, and three, do they love us enough to not shoot us? Now, I'm not knocking law enforcement. I've got plenty of law enforcement buddies. You know, they're really cool people whenever you get to know them. Because whenever they don't have that suit on, they're a whole nother person, man. But see that suit, when they put on that suit, their little Superman suit, their attitude changes, bro. Their whole outlook on life changes. It becomes super cop sometimes. And now, I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge the disrespect that they get once they put on that outfit. But you also have to really take into consideration the way that outfit makes somebody feel. And the way they can take it too far. And they can split up families at the drop of a hat. Why should I appreciate you? Why, if you, that's what you do, why should I give you an ounce of my respect? Now, I'm not gonna say that one bad apple makes the whole bunch. No, no, I've known some really great officers. I know some really great officers. But there needs to be accountability, man. Your internal investigations are BS and you know it. I just wanted to address this because he brought it up. He brought it up in a tweet. I follow him. I like what he tweets, you know. I retweet some of his tweets. I'm not always critical of Trump. And in fact, I'm a really big Trump supporter. Now, I might not like the things he says all the time, and I might not like some of the stuff he does. But that doesn't mean that I hate the guy, you know? Because I just, I don't know. He's doing what he can, and sometimes he takes it a little too far. And sometimes he's strong-armed into doing what he does. But at the same time, you gotta wonder, is he spry? Is he spry enough for this job to fight back? Is he a fighter? Or is he just a winner? Because he doesn't want to be a loser. See, those are the kinds of questions you gotta ask. And I only say that because I care. You know, here I am, I'm helping him every step of the way, giving him pointers every step of the way that I can possibly do it. Now, I'm not there all the time. I'm not in his ear all the time. I'm not calling the shots. Definitely not. It's definitely up to him on what he does and doesn't choose to listen to on what I say. And like I said, I'm not there. Whenever I say every step of the way, I just mean every step of the way that I'm available, okay? Because when it started out, I chose to volunteer for the man. I volunteered on getting him picked. I volunteered on getting him elected. I volunteered on getting him to save our country sometimes. Yes, and he's right. He loves people from Louisiana because we're warriors. We are, we really are. We have always stepped up to the plate when something goes down. That's what happens. We are always the first responders. Now, I'm not saying that we're first responders over anybody else. I'm just describing what a person from Louisiana is like. Yes, we are warriors. Louisiana are warriors. Whenever the pilgrims came and they tried to take over, we fought. And we fought hard. And it got to the point where we were just outnumbered, we were outweaponed, we were outsmarted. And it was the amount of loss that we endured as a people was immense. And I'm speaking from the indigenous part of where I come from. Now, I'm only like 1 or 2% or less than 1%. I don't even know how many percent. It's somewhere around just 1% of indigenous blood in me. But what I'm trying to say is that my grandpa, who was my step-grandpa, of course, I grew up thinking that he was my real grandpa. And so I'm like, wow, I'm indigenous. I was mistaken. Boy, was I mistaken. I didn't know that. I didn't know. All I knew is I came from the Attakapa tribe, the Attakapa Ishek. That's all I knew. And that we were split up because we had to go into hiding. It's not that we were conquered. It's just that it was just too much. And we had to stop. We were losing too many people and we didn't want to be wiped out. And I wouldn't even say that we were conquered. It's just we know when to hold them and we know when to fold them. And that's all I'm trying to say with this. So now we're going to move on to another thing. Scarborough says, real Donald Trump looks 20 years younger than a lot of Democratic candidates. To which I said, I'm 20 years younger than almost all of my fellow running mates. And I look much better too, according to the ladies and some of the males also. And I put a little smirk emoji and then, shrug. But we're gonna back this up to whenever I first got back onto Twitter because I was suspended for 7 days. And Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York, NYC mayor, says, spare me. You and your dad have spent decades evading taxes and stiffing your workers. New York City's Green New Deal is one law the Trumps won't get away with breaking. Fix your buildings or pay the price. And then Eric Trump says, spare me. First, you have never created a job in your life. Secondly, our great city has gone to shit under your leadership. Crime is up. The men and women of the New York Police Department detest you. Homelessness is rampant, our streets are dirty, and people are leaving our city in record numbers. First, on a personal note, I want to say that, what are they doing about homelessness? That's what I want to know. Okay, great. You got jobs. Wonderful. But what are you doing about that person actually having their own home, owning their own home, and not having to make payments on it? That's what I want to know. Just a question. I'm not trying to radicalize the industry. I'm just saying, what are you doing to make progress? Jobs? Great. But that doesn't solve everything. So anyways, I replied and I said, De Blasio was told not to run for president. And I'm convinced that the only reason he's running is because he thinks he's got something on me. Some people's kids. Warren, which is his real name, said, you might want to stop now while you still can. As Dan Bongino said, it's over. And I put a smiley face. So there's that. So the reason I grind so hard on De Blasio is because I went to send him an email, and I've covered this in another podcast, I believe, but I went to send him an email, and it was going to be about putting regulations in on Uber in his state. And I thought it was a great idea to start a new trend. Well, then I start looking him up, and I realize that he's not such a great guy. And so the email starts out great and wonderful, and then it's like, you know what? Wow. Oh my God, you're a real piece of crap. That's pretty bad. And so, you know, I mean, I said it a lot worse than that. It was not the cleanest of language. And if you've been a fan for me for a while, you can kind of expect that from me whenever I get upset. I don't like certain people doing certain things to certain people. And what I mean by that is I don't like the big, tough people picking on the small, little people. I can't stand it. And that's just the way I've always been. Now, I'm not going to run in and rush to defend somebody. Oh, my God, like, make this stop. You know, because sometimes you shouldn't be poking your nose in where it doesn't belong. But at the same time, you gotta tell the person, hey, stop. Would you just stop? At least bring attention to it. At least call them out. Now, if it was my baby mama, on the other hand, and she was getting picked on, after what she's done to me, I'm not sure how I would react. I would probably roll my eyes and keep walking. And that situation would play out how she wants it to, because she got herself into that, not me. Because she's put me into a very bad predicament where it's hard to see my kids. And that's another thing I want to address as presidency is, you know, we've got to really buckle down on the way kids are subjected to not being able to see their parents whenever their parents are not the ones to blame. It's not always just one parent's fault. It's usually both parents' fault, because they don't want to work with each other, so they take it out on the kids. And that's not right. That's not okay. I just want to say that. So, I mean, like, what are we going to do about the homeless? Well, I have a plan, and it came from one of my constituents, Craig Britton. But my question is directed to you. What are we going to do about the homeless? What do you plan to do about the homeless? What can you do to help? That's all I want to know. I'm not going to ask you to go pick up homeless people on the street and crap like that. But I'm just asking you, what should we do about the homeless? Because I've heard Craig's ideas and I totally agree. You know, we should be approaching banks for, you know, their foreclosures on homes. They're not doing anything with those homes. Those homes are going to waste. So we can occupy them. Now, I'm not going to go into details, but I just kind of wanted to bring that up because I care about homeless people a lot. I care about people a lot in general. So this is the last song, so we're going to kind of touch on a couple more topics before we end up closing this out. So I just want to say, I'm the type of president that you can trust. I'm the type of president that you can chill with. And I want to be the president that it's like, hey, that's a cool guy. That is one cool guy. And I can trust him to tell the truth to me. Because I've always been that way. I've always been honest. You guys know. I have a hard time not telling the truth. It's just the way I am. That's gotten me in a lot of crap. But hey, at least I was honest. At least I told the truth. So yeah, let's bring this over to Mike Pence and his angelicism, because it's kind of funny. It's like, it's the cutest thing in the world. He looks at Trump with such awe, and his smile and his clap, and he's Trump's biggest cheerleader, and why shouldn't he be? You know? I mean, him and Trump make a good team, not gonna lie. Like I said, I don't agree with all the stuff that they're doing, but, you know, together, like, as a team, just as a team in general, they make a good team, I think. It's just cute the way he cheers Trump on. I think it's like, it's the most awesome thing. If I have a vice president, when I have a vice president, that vice president should be cheering me on. Really should. If I put you on the bill as a vice president, if you don't cheer me on, what are you there for? Major question, right? So, you know, I want to be the type of person that always tells the truth to the public, because I feel that it's necessary. Now, I'm not saying that I should always go beyond and above and beyond and say nothing but 100% of the truth all the time. I'm not saying that I should lie. I'm just saying that some things do not need to be told to the public to maintain the safety of the public, right? Like, we shouldn't always tell every time we're going to go attack somewhere. That should not be public news. Because whenever you do that, that gives the other people a fighting chance to say, well, it was on the news. I just saw on the news that they were coming to get you. Oh, really? Oh, my God. You know, that's kind of ridiculous. See, so telling somebody else in another country that you're about to attack, not the whole truth, that's more acceptable than just straight flat out lying to the American people and diverting their attention away from what's really going on in the world, instead of saying, hey, we need some help with this. How can you help? I mean, that's just the way I look at it. Maybe I'm totally wrong about this. Maybe I'll get a lesson in Washington, D.C., which I hope I'm not going to have to buck against. I'm just going to say it right now. If I have to buck against this, this will get very ugly. I'm telling you right now, do not make me lie to the American people. I'm telling you right now. And I'm just going to stand my ground with that, and we're going to move on. Thank you for understanding, everybody. So, you know, don't distract me from what I'm doing. Don't distract me from what I'm doing in life. This is my life. I want to live it, and I want to do my thing. So please just don't distract me with your fake news. You know, Adam Schiff and his lips of bitch. He's got bitch lips. You know how people, they say they got bitch tits? No, this guy's got bitch lips. And everything that comes out of his mouth is a freaking lie. Same thing with James Comey and all his baloney. Whatever, dude. He's between Adam Schiff, James Comey, and John Brennan, that's like the trifecta of bullshit. Straight up. Trifecta of bullshit. And bullshit is a legal term, you guys. I just want to put that out there. Bullshit is a legal term. Now, I'm straining my voice a little bit, so I'm kind of glad that this is coming to an end. But I'm going to end this on workout music going on in the background, right? And it's just doom, 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 right? And then, so, you know, you start head thumping because that bass is just too rocking. I just wanted to crack a joke with you guys. I don't know. Please, do not make me lie to the public. The public deserves to know the truth about everything, especially about the Bohemian Grove. The public deserves to know the truth.